Time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, who's about to bring us the Vatican Week in review. Joan, welcome back.
Well, here we are, another week, and when I kind of prepare the headlines, little notes for this, for the week's show, I think of something that was on TV in America many, many years ago called That Was the Week That Was. Subtitle for this show could be, Where on Earth Do I Start? With all of the news. It's not like there's a quiet day or two in the Vatican.
Not with Pope Francis, anyway.
No, not with Pope Francis. You literally don't know what surprise he's going to pull on you or gesture he's going to make or who he's going to phone spontaneously. And Sunday, we can always count on the Holy Father, obviously, for the Angelus.
There's always a message.
But 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square last Sunday. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, they come from Rome. Some might live near the Vatican. The vast majority won't. They're from out of town. They're holding up banners. They're from different countries and organizations. But they come for these 15 minutes. Popes have always looked at the day's readings and reflected on those readings. And, of course, last Sunday it was about the parable of the mustard seed and making faith grow. And Pope Francis said that should be our prayer to the Lord, that we should ask Jesus to have faith that will be small like this but powerful, small like a mustard seed but powerful, and ask him to give us a faith that's true and sincere so we can do things that are humanly impossible and unthinkable. Can we do that? And he says, yes, and pray for it. And then when, after the Pope recites the Marian prayer, he usually reflects on something else. For example, the Pope noted that October is dedicated to missions. And then he also pointed out that it was the month of Mary, and he called the rosary a school of prayer, a school of faith. And then the most remarkable thing happened after the Pope's reflections. The Pope said, I would like to remember with all of you, all those who lost their lives in Lampedusa on Thursday. There was a shipwreck, there was a fire in a ship, and it's several hundred people at this point that lost their lives out of about 500 on that ship. But the Pope said, let us all pray in silence for these brothers and sisters of ours, men, women, and children. Let our hearts weep. Let us pray in silence. And at those words, 100,000 faithful bowed their heads. And friends of mine who were there said it probably was a full 60 seconds, a full minute, if not more, of silence. So Tuesday, really two things. Of course, the most important was that the Vatican announced that Pope Francis has called for an extraordinary synod of bishops to be held in October 2014, so a year from now, on the pastoral challenges of the family in the context of evangelization. We're going to hear a lot about that this year. I think in the next 12 months, we're hearing about it now. There's a conference in town on women, actually, and John Paul's document, Mulieres Dignitatem, women, their role in society and in the family. There was a press conference this week to announce at the end of the month the family days, which I'll be getting into in a minute, promoted by the Council for the Family. Another thing that happened on Tuesday, this is so interesting, a medal was coined, if you will. The official medal of the first year of Pope Francis's pontificate went on sale, and it was minted by the Italian State Mint in gold, silver, and bronze, et cetera, et cetera. And wouldn't you know, a couple of people bought it, looked at it very closely, and discovered the name of Jesus was spelled L-E-S-U-S instead of J. So the medals had to be recalled. New medals with the correct spelling will obviously be issued and out as soon as possible. So
I'm sure that would be very valuable, Jack.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I never thought about that. I have an Osservatore Romano that's like that. A mistake was made in the Latin the day that Pope John Paul I was elected, and the paper came out with the announcement, and the front page Latin was wrong. And the young son of the then editor of the paper brought it to his father's attention. He said, I'm just beginning to study Latin, Dad, but I think that this word doesn't exist. And here they got all these Latin experts at the paper. So they withdrew the copies. Just a few are left.
Wednesday,
Jim. Yeah. Wednesday, the audience. And, of course, you know, you can barely walk in St. Peter's Square today. The whole thing is like chairs. There's barriers up. You can't sit in St. Peter's Square and read a book in that sense because there are barriers around the chairs, but there's like 60,000, an incredible number of chairs up for the audiences. Then, obviously, Mass on Sunday for the Marian Day.
There are a couple of Marian Days in the weekend, aren't there?
Yes, there are. Saturday and Sunday, the original statue from Our Lady of Fatima is being brought into Rome for about a 24-28 hour period, arriving Saturday, returning to Fatima on Sunday. And of course,
it's the
that's
one which has the crown,
the bullet, a bullet that was taken out of Pope John Paul when he was shot on May 13th, 1981, in St. Peter's Square, and he gave that to the shrine because he's convinced that Our Lady and the mosaic of her that is on a Vatican building, he's just convinced that Our Lady with her hand deflected the bullet and did save his life, and of course gave him, you know.
Because it was
24
on the 13th of May, wasn't it?
Yes,
when
exactly.
He was shot at, which is the date of the first apparition of Our Lady in Fatima to the shepherd children.
Exactly. And the 13th of a month is always very important for that. But going to Wednesday, we had, of course, the typical audience. It was raining, but the Pope was the only one who wasn't covered. The sea of umbrellas and everything. And the Pope has been talking about the prayer, the creed. And he focused this week on the Catholicity, that is to say, the universality of the Church. And as he always does when talking about a subject in a Jesuit fashion, he explained the issue Catholicity in three ways. But interestingly enough, after the catechesis, Pope Francis recalled that just a year ago, on the 10th of October, Pope Benedict, following his trip to Lebanon, and the apostolic exhortation that he gave to the bishops of the Middle East there. On that day, October 10th, Pope Benedict included Arabic among the languages. Mentioning this, Pope Francis said, by the way, speaking of the Middle East, I ask you to pray for peace in the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, Egypt, Lebanon, and the Holy Land, where the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, was born. So it's been a year now that we've had Arabic. And also, actually, on Wednesday, the Holy Father sent a letter to the president of Argentina, who had some surgery to remove a clot or reduce a clot on her brain. She had a hematoma. And so he sent her a letter saying he's praying for her and well wishes and so forth. And that brings us up to Thursday. And I'm sure our listeners know we just really do the highlights in this show. I mean, we'd have to sit here, you and I, for 60 straight minutes to give all of the news events. And my heavens, the Holy Father's daily homilies at morning mass. They're published. They're all over the place. They touch upon very, very interesting themes. But speaking of themes, I mentioned earlier about the family, a word people will be hearing a lot. Thursday, there was a press conference to present the meeting of families, which will take place the last weekend in October here in Rome. About 150,000 are expected at this. This will follow upon the Pontifical Council for the Family, obviously organizing this. This will follow on their plenary meeting. Another big audience before I guess we have to close. We're waiting for some, news for Friday. But another audience was that of the Holy Father to Carl Anderson, Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, thanking them for their work. They're hugely involved in America and elsewhere here in the Vatican with helping the Holy Father in his ministry, helping the Church in America. Their work, their donations to the Holy Father for his charity are substantial. The Holy Father thanked them and asked them to look for new ways, continue to seek ways to be leaven in preaching the gospel. So, but again, you know, we'd need a half an hour just to list the audiences, who the Holy Father met each day, why this or that person was significant. He meets nuncios, he meets heads of other faith, he meets heads of state. I know our time is just about up, but we do want people to pay attention this weekend to the arrival of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima a link up with, I have forgotten now, about a dozen Marian shrines throughout the world. The Pope will pray in St. Peter's Square on Saturday. There will be a link up with the Shrine of Divine Love in Rome. So the statue of Our Lady of Fatima will briefly be at the shrine. It will be in St. Peter's Square with the Holy Father. And then also for Mass on Sunday for this Marian weekend, which we should emphasize is all part of the Year of Faith, which ends in about a month. So lots of events, lots of things that happen here, and lots of things that are on our agenda. So we got to leave the studio and go out and cover these.
Thank you, Joan.
See you next week.
And our thanks there go to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome. She'll be back again at this same time next week.